Siddur Snippet Series is generously sponsored by the Saka family. So we began the introduction to Gvuros, the second brach of the Amidah. Ta Gibor Le'olam Hashem, Mechayim Esim Ata, Rav LaHoshia, Hoshia Yesh Me'ayin, something from nothing. And there's no greater demonstration of creating something than bringing a person back to life. And here we deviate, depends on the time of year, what we say next in the Amidah. So during the summer, Ashkenazim say nothing. Svardim Nusach Svard say Morid Hatal. He caused the dew to descend. We don't acknowledge or ask for the might or the power of rain because it's not the rainy season. The Mishnah Tainus records a debate, a machlokas tanaim. From when do we begin asking for rain? One opinion is the first day of Sukkot. The other opinion says, first day of Sukkot. If it rains on Sukkot, it's a simen klal, it's a curse. Why would we ask for or want it to rain on Sukkot? So he said, who said we're asking for rain? We're mentioning that one of the unique distinctions of Hashem, one of Hashem's power and might, is that He and He alone controls the weather, controls the rain. Well, that's the case, why not mention it all year long? One of the Mishnayos that records a dialogue, a back and forth between the Tanaim debating first day of Sukkot or last day of Sukkot when we really want the rainy season. And the Gemara, the Mishnah's conclusion is that though this isn't the place where we actually ask for rain, we do that later, Baruch Aleinu, but we're mentioning that one of the expressions of Hashem's might is that He controls the rain, the weather, and therefore we mention its most meaningful dimension in the season when He demonstrates that might through the descent, through bringing rain. So we do that through Mashiva Ruach Morid Hageshem from Sukkot till Pesach. But in the winter time, in the summertime rather, Ashkenazim omit, we say nothing. We go right from Rav Lohoshia to Mechal Kalchayim, whereas Sfardim, Nusach Sfard, partially in order to avoid saying the wrong thing, they say something else. So something is being acknowledged. Morid Hatal, He caused the dew to descend. But now we're in the winter, so let's talk about what we say then. Mashiva Ruach Morid Ha. Geshem, Goshem, which is right? Is it a kamatz? Is it a segol? Kamatz is the, you know, the line across and down. Kamatz, that's Goshem. Segol, the three dots. Geshem, which one's right? We'll come back to. But first note the Hey Hayidia. Hashem is Mashiv Ha Ruach Umorid Ha Geshem. Why not say He's Mashiv Ruach Umorid Geshem? He makes wind blow. He makes rain fall. The wind. He makes the wind blow. He makes the rain fall. Which wind? Which rain? Why the Hey Ayidia, the definitive Hey, the wind, the rain? So the Mefarshim point out that that's Hashem's greatness. It's not indiscriminate. It's not random. It's not rain or wind at the wrong time, the wrong place, the wrong velocity, and the wrong amount of rain. Kadosh Baruch Hu demonstrates, Kadosh Baruch Hu provides, He brings the Ruach and the Geshem. The wind we need in its right time, in its right place. It's all by design. None of it is chance. It is that Hey Ayidia. It is all coming directly from above. It is directly coming from Hashem. The Gemara in Tainus Dav Zayin Amanal tells us that the day of rainfall is greater than the day of Tchias HaMesim. Every time the rain falls, Gishmei Bracha. It's a sign of Bracha. We don't appreciate it. We don't live in an agrarian agricultural society. Most of us don't have gardens in our backyard. We don't rely on it to eat. We go to the supermarket or we order online and the food seems like endless. We got a little taste of what it's like as we had supply chain issues the last year or so, and we understood what it meant for mothers to not be able to buy formula. I forgot there's something else now not available. Children's Tylenol maybe? Something else going on? We have supply chain issues. The cost of mayonnaise. We have issues. So we begin to appreciate what it means to not have access. Ordinarily, we go to the supermarket or online. You don't have one choice. You have endless choices. 4 billion salad dressings to choose from. Which one do you want? Which coffee creamer, really milkshake enhancer, do you want? We have endless choices. But if you ran a farm, if you lived off of what you grew, then you would sit and you'd wait and you'd rely on the rain. And the rain would be how you felt Hashem's affection. It would be an expression of His love, or you'd feel His withholding, His withdrawing. It's not raining, nothing's growing. We're going to go hungry. There is no livelihood. We use it in our vernacular when we describe someone who brings in business, the person in the firm who's the rainmaker. Hashem, make it rain, let it rain, the rainmaker. So Mashiv Aruch Merda Geshem, the day of the rain, is greater than Tchias HaMesim. The Gemara there says, why? Because the future revival is only for the righteous, Tchias HaMesim, and those who are worthy, those who prove worthy to bring back, to revive, to give life. But rain? The rain falls for everyone. The rain falls for everyone, and vegetation grows for everyone, and the shelves are stocked at the supermarket for everyone. When you check out of the supermarket, they don't ask, are you a tzaddik or are you a rasha, to decide or determine what you're allowed to buy or not. As long as the credit card works, you're allowed to purchase, you're allowed to buy. So rainfall, the Gemara says, is like revival. So it's included in the bracha of Gvura and Tchias HaMesim. In this bracha, we're talking about Hashem creates life, conception, sustains life, resurrects life, the revival of life. Every time it rains, there's a revival. Now the greatest rain, Rashi already in Chumash says, is when it rains at night, when it rains in ways that will not interfere with our lives or lifestyle, when it's not inconvenient to have to go out and navigate through the rain. So certainly it's an expression of Hashem's affection and love when the rain falls in the right time. And not only when it falls in the right time, when it's the right amount. Too much rain, and we've seen this, can be flooding. Flooding is destructive, catastrophic flooding. And that's what Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zatzal, points out. Morid HaGeshem, he causes the rain to fall. And Reb Chaim points us to two Gemaras. Gemara Tainas Dav Beis, the rain falls powerfully. Morid, Hashem makes it fall powerfully. The rain doesn't just descend in a way that it dissipates and therefore it's not absorbed or penetrate the ground or enable it to grow. It's powerful rain. And a Gemara Baba Basra Tezvav, that no raindrop touches the other. Kadosh Baruch Hu has such hashkacha, there's such providence that each drop is specifically from Hashem, is an agent and messenger of Hashem. It descends and it falls where it's meant to go and where it's meant to be. So it's not just chance. Hashem takes away the blockage so the rain can now fall. It's not just the ecosystem that he presses play. He's morid hageshem because he makes the rain fall powerfully. The two raindrops don't touch each other. And the rain is a form of revival that's even greater than Tchias HaMesim. Continue.